You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Molly Wood, in for Lizzie O'Leary. And if you thought we were going to get through this entire show without a mention of Halloween, think again. A, because it is basically my favorite holiday, and B, because Halloween is also huge when it comes to the American economy. See how the economy collides with real life? Halloween, it turns out, is second only to Christmas when it comes to spending on costumes, candy, decorations, and sometimes on cheap thrills. That is John Murdy's job. He's the creative director and executive producer of Universal Studios' Halloween Horror Nights. That's where haunted mazes and scary attractions take over the theme park at night. And it's actually not cheap. Thousands of people show up for the nighttime events, and the tickets start around $80. Producer Eliza Mills went to meet John Murdy inside one of his haunted mazes. He gave her a less scary daytime tour, and he talked about what it takes to terrify people professionally.
This is John Murdy. I'm creative director, executive producer of Halloween Horror Nights here at Universal Studios Hollywood. The thing about Halloween is, you know, when I was a kid growing up in the 70s, you know, it was really popular. You'd go out trick-or-treating, but it really wasn't an industry. And that's changed dramatically in the ensuing years. My first haunted house that I ever built in my life was in 1977 when I was 10 years old. I charged 25 cents, you know, a ticket when I was a little kid. By 10-year-old standards, yeah, I made a lot of money. And it was, strangely enough, themed on Star Wars. You couldn't buy costumes. You couldn't buy masks. So we made everything out of, like, chicken wire and paper mache. And we did a Star Wars haunted house. And that was the first of what ended up being, like, a four-year run of building increasingly more elaborate houses in my poor father's, you know, garage initially. And then eventually through the whole house in the backyard. And it got to the point that, like, hundreds of people were lined up to go through my parents' house, and my dad finally looked out the window one Halloween and saw all these people and saw me playing Norman Bates running around with a real butcher knife, and the light bulb went off, and he was like, "We can't do this anymore. You've got to move on." And I the next year I did a for charity haunted house when I was, I think, 15 years old. I was the designer of it. We're standing in a section of the maze that's based on Murder House, which is the first season of American Horror Story. And in that season, a character named Larry Harvey burns his entire family to death in the children's bedroom. So we're standing in the little kid's burned bedroom. So if you look at all the props, every little dolly, their little tea set over here, everything is scorched. And this is all the work of our props and dressing crew and our scenic crew. For us, it's a multi-sensory experience. So the room we're standing in right now, for example, when you're coming through it, it'll be lit to look like it's on fire. There'll be smoke in the air, but we also use the sense of smell. So we're pumping in the scent of, you know, burned furniture. So as you walk through the room, it's kind of spooky. You're hearing doors open and close by themselves. What's really creepy is being in here, like, late at night and nobody's in here, because you're always wondering if somebody's going to, you know, jump out and get you. There are specific people that just love to scare people. And lucky for us, they come back and do it for us year after year after year. You know, in talking with them, they come from all walks of life. I was talking to a girl the other day, and I said, "Oh, what do you do when you're not doing this?" And she said, "I'm a mechanical engineer." Over the years, I've had doctors, I've had lawyers, I've had 70-year-old grandmothers. So it's just, it's a real interesting subset of people that love to scare people. Horror has always been the genre that doesn't get any respect, you know? It's pretty well known that horror movies are some of the most profitable movies you can make. Typically, you don't spend as much as you would on a big, huge, you know, action spectacular, but horror fans are very loyal, and they come out in droves for the movies that they like, and it's the same thing with Halloween Horror Nights. We don't really pull any punches. This is an extremely intense experience. It's a separate ticketed event. It's a nighttime event. The day ends and everybody leaves. And then within an hour, we flip the switch and transform the entire theme park into a living horror movie. And our performers and all of us are relentless in trying to scare people. It has the same intensity as the most intense horror movie, only worse because it's live. I can always judge the success. I don't need to look at a survey or anything or any kind of data. I can just stand outside and watch people, you know, and usually when they're coming out, They're screaming and freaking out, but almost immediately after that, they start laughing and smiling. And that's a common reaction you see with not only horror movies, but live events like this. It's all about adrenaline, and it's all about facing your fears, and it's a rite of passage for people to be able to go through this. So usually when they come out, they let their guard down, and they like exhale, and they smile, and they laugh. And then a few feet from here, when they walk into the next part of the park, there's performers waiting to take advantage of that, because we found over time that when people come out of an attraction, it's the perfect time to scare them because they're not expecting it.
The other night, about 12 o'clock, I thought I'd go downstairs just to check the lock. When I heard something in the house, I don't mean a mouse. I swear they were spooks.